This is the Pete Bradley Show podcast, episode 14. Thank you for checking in. It is November in New England as we record this, kind of a blustery day outside, and we're approaching Thanksgiving. Hope the holiday is nice for you. Today's topic is the TV show, The Curse of Oak Island. Now, I'm not sure how I came to first discover this show. For those of you that don't know, it's a TV series on the History Channel. Here's the online description. Oak Island is a tree-covered island on the south shore of Nova Scotia that has intrigued treasure hunters for more than 200 years. It is believed that the island is hiding one of the greatest treasures of all time, but no one to date has been able to find it. Enter Rick and Marty Lagina, brothers from Michigan who have bought the rights to much of the island to try to solve the mystery. The two use modern technology and good old American know-how to look for the treasure. But it won't be easy, as the search is expensive and dangerous. Several people have died trying to strike it rich on Oak Island, inspiring the curse. Six people have died, and one more must pass. The Laginas hope to avoid the curse long enough to find the treasure before they run out of money. Or worse. Dun dun dun. The first episode was January 5th of 2014. I seem to remember my wife had a coworker who thought that I might enjoy watching the show. I was home on rehab and I was getting bored, so he suggested that I check out this show, which I decided to do, and I got hooked. They are currently in the fifth season. I have been busy binge-watching. I think I watched the previous four seasons in... oh, maybe 1 week. And I'm actually annoyed now that I only have one episode a week that I can watch because I'm watching it in real time. Their Facebook page has almost 750,000 followers. There are people that love this show. There are people that are intrigued by everything they find. There are people that are ticked off because you watch an entire episode and maybe they find a coin. It's been, they're in season five now, and they have yet to find the so-called money pit where they think there could be a treasure. Last summer, I mentioned the show on Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends told me that she and her husband had actually gone to Oak Island this past summer on a vacation. And she said her husband was like a kid in a candy store. I contacted them this week and asked if they'd like to talk about a visit to Oak Island. And I talked to Steve this week. I guess my first question to you is, how did you become, well, I guess addicted to the show is a good way to say, right?
Yes, I started watching it on the on TV, and I just got fascinated with it. It was just something very interesting, you know what I mean?
Why would you say you watch? Is it because you want to see a treasure, or I've really become invested in the story of this family, really?
Yes, and not so much a treasure. I'm not sure if there's a treasure there or not. I'm just very interested in how all those things got there. Like, how did the metal get down in that far on the ground, you know, in the 1700s or the 1800s? The guys that dug those places by hand without modern equipment and what they went through right. To do that and the passion that they had.
So I've got to ask, what prompted you to go there?
Well, we were going to go, a couple of years ago, we went up to Prince Edward Island and we did the northern part of Nova Scotia in our motorhome. And we always wanted to go back and do the southern part. And so my wife said to me, well, why don't we take a trip up there? And if we're up there, we can maybe go by Oak Island and check it out. And I said, yeah, okay, we can do that. I'm not even thinking that we'd probably even end up going there.
So she actually suggested it. I thought she would, think there was something wrong with you, that you wanted to make the pilgrimage.
Yes. Yes. She wanted to make the pilgrimage up there and she tried to even get a tour, but they sold out so fast that you have to get it it's like trying to buy your concert tickets, I guess,
Right.
Up there. So popular.
For those of us that don't know, how far away is it?
From here?
Yes.
Oh,
if I was to decide I want to go there this weekend.
Oh, it's a 2-day drive at least.
Okay.
We stopped at St. Andrews by the Sea. We spent overnight there and had breakfast 6 in the morning and lunch. We hung around there. Then we drove all the way around to, was it Lindenburg, I think it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Lunenburg. And you have to go all the way up because of, to go around. But there is a ferry that goes across from St. John's.
Yeah.
Which takes you to the other side of, but you still, it's still a whole day drive across when you get off the ferry over to that Oak Island area.
Wow.
So it's a good 2-day trip.
It's really up there, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Is it different from what we see on television?
No, it's exactly what we see on television. We drove up to the causeway, and there's a sign there that says, you know, Oak Island thing. And I said, gee, I don't know if we should go across or not, but there's a little house there, like a little art studio the lady had.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out and she said, oh, you guys can drive over. They're open today. And I said, yeah. She said, yeah, just drive over. What's they going to do? Is tell you to leave? And I said, yeah, I guess so. So my wife said, let's go. So we drove over there and parked the car, and we went into gift shop that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two ladies there working behind a car, and they said, oh, no, come on and look around. And that's basically how it started. And we started. I saw Jack as we were walking up to the store. He was outside watering some flowers. And I said to my wife, well, that's just Jack. And she says, really? Where? I said, right there. She says, go talk to him. I said, I'm not going to talk to him. He's busy doing something over there. You know, I don't want to embarrass me or embarrass him, kind of like thing, you know?
Right.
And
now, which one is is Jack the one with the beard?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's the younger guy with the
right.
beard.
Yeah.
Begley is his last name.
Yeah.
He's the stepson of the
the testers?
Tesco. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we went into there, and the lady started talking to us. She says, well, there's a tour going on right now. And if you want to hang around a couple of minutes, maybe some of the guys will come in. And because I think after the tour, it's part of the tour,
mm-hmm.
where you get to meet Dan and his son and Jack and whoever else is on the island at that time. So sure enough, Jack walks in. Stands next to me. I start talking to him, and like we're old friends. We must have talked for like 15 minutes about everything about the island, and plus everything about his private life, more or less, what he did, how he got there, and all that kind of stuff.
So, what did you see that we would know of by watching the show on TV?
Well, we couldn't go on the island itself for a tour or anything, but we did see we parked right next to the monument where the six guys have. Names were on that had passed away
mm-hmm.
on the island, and the time capsule that they put in their house. We saw Dan's house, which is right there in the parking lot. You can see it. And the war room.
Oh, and you did see where the war room is?
Yes. And then inside the building where the all the artifacts are, they have just about everything there that they dug up is on display in that building. The plank from the swamp, the coins, pieces of the metal, pieces of the wood, the timbers, even Dan's diver suit is there. The original one that he wore when he went down in that 18-inch piece of pipe, which the guy must, I don't know, talk about dedication.
Yeah, really.
A lot of pictures, maps, stuff like that.
Has it changed your viewing experience at all? I mean, when you sit down to watch it on Tuesday nights or whatever, do you have a new...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell my wife, I feel like I'm part of the show now. Because you've seen it all, you've been there and done it, so it does give you a different feeling when you're watching it. You know what I mean? Because you've talked to these guys. You're like, gee, I sat and talked to Dan for maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I guess. What a nice man he is. And he makes you feel like you've known him your whole life when you're talking to him.
Right.
He came in and sat down. When he came in, didn't have a hearing aid.
Now, is he the older man, the one that's in his 90s?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. And then the son came in, his son Dave.
Yes.
And I talked to him for quite a while. And then we probably spent a good 30 minutes talking to the three of them.
They actually live there year-round, right?
Yes, they do. The father and the son live there year-round.
Now, I'm sure you've seen some of the... complaints about the show or the controversy that, they make us wait a whole hour and they found a coin. I mean, what do you think about
it? I know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. I told my wife, they need to be like a 2-hour show and less commercials. But, commercials are the way TV goes today, no matter
right.
what you're watching. Right. That's what pays for most of the show, probably, right?
What do you think will happen? I've heard people say, in fact, it might have been your wife that said that she's read that they do make a discovery this year. What have you heard?
Yes. When we were there talking to Jack, I asked him, I said, they're going to film another one next year? And he just said, look at me, and shook his head up and down. And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, what, you know, what's your gut feeling? Did they find anything? He says, look at me, shaking his head up and down. And that's all he'd say. And, yeah, I got a gut feeling they must be finding something, because even on TV last week they said this is going to be some type of discovery. What it is, I don't know. If it's going to be right. coins, if it's going to be something else. But I just find it, you know, fascinating. If I was a multimillionaire, I'd be up there helping them. You know what I mean?
It looks like this all started with the brothers making the big investments. I mean, they're the ones that have put up the money. And now, of course, you know, the network has come through to give them more of a grant, from what I understand. But
I think the television ads and all that have helped them a lot. But I guess they're really big into solar power and windmills.
Yes.
You know, and the wine, they also have a big winery.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more of a secondary hobby type thing that I don't think they're making a ton of money, according to Jack, on the winery, but it's big into solar. That's where they make all their money.
So what is your advice here? Would you advise people to make the trip if they're up that way to check it out?
Yeah, if you're really that interested in the show, it's a beautiful part of the Canada. It's well worth the trip. Let's see, we went in June. It was absolutely beautiful up there. It's like the coast of Maine, kind of. But these all these little fishing villages and little towns that haven't changed in God knows how long. You know, we even had Mahole Bay.
We
went there, and that's where they go for their meetings on when they have a meal.
Right.
We even ate there. We did the whole thing, you know. Sounds kind of crazy.
Have you ever been into a TV show as much as this?
No, not as much as this one.
Yeah.
No. It's just something that intrigues me about it. It's just... maybe it's the unknown or the effort that these people have been putting in. They must really believe in it because they're spending a lot of money.
I guess there's part of us that always wants to find that treasure map, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just, you know, when we were kids, we used to play, you know, treasure hunting and cowboys and Indians. There's always excitement about that kind of stuff, you know? And it's just, I don't know, it's like when you get to be a big kid like they are, they have that money and they can do those things, you know? But look at the coins that they found from the British, you know, way back before the Revolutionary War.
Right.
They found a whole thing. It's supposed to be an encampment there. They found chain and last week, but the guy is a pirate who lived up there and bought some land.
Right, right. You or know, what do they call them? A privateer.
Yes, yes.
Can I give you a call when they finally find something and see what you think about it?
Sure, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
If you haven't seen the show yet, you can check it out on the History Channel and watch it on demand to get caught up. Maybe this is the year that they find something. A little social media comment here. I have to say, I'm really amazed at the people that in the comments on the show, on the Facebook page, will complain about the show. I mean, if you don't like it, just don't watch it, right? Thanks for checking in, and our thanks to Steve, who's actually been there, to Oak Island. I'm Pete Braley. Take care.